Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 12th of July, recording at 8:02 p.m. British Summer Time. First, the highlights. Asian stock markets generally steady. U.S. Treasury bonds weaker in here today. The big story, however, is the dollar's decline. This really does look convincing, and I've written about it again in Comment of the Day. And that's pretty much it. Okay, global stock markets. Well, still a bravura performance, telling us that there's plenty of liquidity around. Not that we didn't know it before. And the Asian markets look most interesting, although some of them are overextended. I'm looking at India. The latest move looks a little bit climactic, but as I've said before, I'm not going to try to time this situation. While Wall Street remains reasonably steady, I tend to feel that downside risk in India is probably limited to a pullback and consolidation of gains, and it's my favorite stock market for the very long term, as you know. Thailand, very much a laggard recently for understandable reasons importance to or its involvement with the Chinese economy, where people have been concerned, maybe a little bit too concerned, and higher interest rates just to curb inflation, so kind of kept it on the back burner. But it's sprung to life here in the last few days. Excuse me. And I noticed that the Aberdeen New Thai Fund has also pushed ahead quite sharply. It's up about 10% in the last few days, and I'm very comfortable in holding this fund for the intermediate to longer term. Okay, European markets, a little bit of profit taking in here today. Wall Street was on the downside for most of the day to date, but currently in the plus column. Not much though. 7 in the Dow, 4 in the S&P, and 10 points in the Nasdaq. That's the best. NASDAQ's the best of them in terms of percentages. And as it's a confidence indicator, this suggests to me that people are not feeling in a bearish mode that in here today at any rate. Now, moving on though, the U.S. Treasury bonds, they had weakened yesterday, you might recall my mentioning, and then closed up 7/32 on the day. They're currently down 18/32 at 116.18, and this chart definitely looks toppy, as do bond markets in other countries. We've had a lot of discounting of rate cuts or the end of the or people discounting the end of the cycle of higher U.S. interest rates, which has yet to occur, but people are already looking beyond the next hike or two. And well, you know my view, I'm short, and I maintain that this is a very, very lengthy topping out process in the early years of what is going to be a secular bear market for long-dated government bonds, where I feel that we will see a long multi-year progression in which during the sell-off phases that prices fall a little bit further than generally expected, and then fall further than they did previously, and the yields rise a little bit more, and during the rally phases that yields the medium-term rally phases, the yields don't go as low as we had seen previously, so in other words, prices don't go as high. Secular bear market against the background of all this credit creation and money printing that's occurred around the globe, and also as inflationary pressures gradually build. Okay, looking at the dollar index, though, as I say, this is really quite important. We have seen some big moves in here today. It's a clear downward dynamic today, giving a bigger correction than we have seen for a number of months, breaking the upward trend that we had seen over the last 2 months and reaffirming resistance up near that psychological level of 90 on the dollar index. Now, I posted charts of that, but the dollar slide has continued, so a lot of long positions are being stopped out for sure. And for instance, right now we've got the euro up at 122.34, that's up 161. We have the dollar down 0.89 against the yen to 10, beg your pardon, 110.91. So these are, say, quite significant moves here. I'm just looking for cable on my screen, 177.69 up 190. And here's a big one, the Australian dollar, that's up 99 ticks at 75.73. Now, I had a couple of disastrous purchases there in two currency trades that had rewarded me over the year. But I really did chance my luck in going in when it looked like the dollar index was wobbling a few weeks ago. And so anyway, I went in and I bought the Australian dollar again and the New Zealand dollar, and then they just headed straight south. But I've still got those positions. And while I expected some sort of bounce, which is why I held on and felt that I didn't need to take quite as big a loss as was showing 3 days ago, I didn't expect them to get anywhere back near the levels that where I opened the trades. But now I think there's a distinct possibility I will see those levels. But for that to happen, we need to see more than just a sharp correction in the US dollar dollar index. But today's technical action is certainly interesting, to say the least. At this stage, if I'm absolutely candid, and I'm never going to be anything else with you about it, all I can say for certain is that this is a peak of at least near-term significance. It certainly will have damaged dollar bull morale, but we again will need additional follow-through for that to suggest to most of the crowd, who were very dollar bullish, as you know, only a few days ago. But we'll need to see further weakness for that bullish confidence to be shattered. I wouldn't be surprised if that isn't the case overall, despite the fact that U.S. interest rates are going to rise a little bit further, and that's dollar supportive, and despite the fact that there's no obvious attractive currency alternative. And this, as I mentioned in Comment of the Day, pundits are fond of mentioning the Asian currencies, and in theory they're right, but don't tell that to the governments or central banks in those countries, which are far more interested in tracking the US dollar to keep deflationary pressures at bay in their own countries and to maintain whatever export advantage they feel they have. Okay, precious metals firmer here today, although not as much as one might have expected. Maybe these precious metal markets don't quite yet believe the dollar story, but I don't think that will be the case for long. The one exception was the platinum market, where I have a long position that's up 6.9 at 874.7 on the October contract. Gold bullion is at 426.70 right now. That's up 80 cents. Silver currently at 709 and a half. And palladium down a tiny bit, 184.85. And I think those are the main stories in here today. Soybeans unchanged. I think the grains are a little bit cheap in here right now, and cocoa up a tiny bit. Cocoa is back near support. Given what's happened in other agricultural commodities, it should bounce from current levels. All the best.